Hello and welcome to the third unexpected episode of Talking Spite. With me, Ian Dewitt, seated over across from me is Mr. Peter Collins.
Hello there.
And Graham Flynn to my right.
Bonjour.
I say unexpected, as you probably know if you tuned in last week, we have been expecting a rather large windfall from Dr. Winston Mugabe in Uganda. We'll be over to the inbox later on just to find out. We've had a correspondence. We've had nothing as yet. We faxed over a large amount of money to an account in Nigeria, which I think is fronting the deal. It probably explains the delay, but we're fully confident that this will be the last one. So while we're on to that, on this week's show, we've got Mimsy as normal, time team, and in the week that Roy Hodgson became confirmed as the New England manager, we've got some exclusive footage which proves that just why he got it, and that's the fact that he is a safe pair of hands. I am a football chairman who has just rightly sacked our club's manager following an appalling run of two consecutive defeats, but I don't know who to appoint as the club's new manager.
Always available?
We're not particularly bothered about success. We're looking for stability. We need a steadying influence, a safe pair of hands. Who should we turn to?
Did someone mention a safe pair of hands? Well, I'm the safest pair of hands in the business. My hands are internationally respected. In both Scandinavia and mainland Europe.
I'm a football chairman who, as well as looking for a safe pair of hands, is looking for his team to consistently be runners-up in cup competitions. Who should I turn to?
Yeah, I can do that as well. I'm happy to be the bridesmaid.
I'm a man with a large stash of gold bullion that needs to be stored securely. Bizarrely, I don't have access to a bank or a vault at the moment. Where can I store my bullion for safekeeping?
Will we know more? My safe hands are the perfect solution to your gold bullion storage predicament. Having worked in Switzerland, I'm familiar with sound monetary safekeeping. My methods have been proven for over 35 years.
Someone help me, please! Please help! My child is trapped in that burning building. His only chance of survival is to leap from the window. But who will catch him?
Step aside, madam. Roy Hodgson is here. My record of saving children from burning tower blocks speaks for itself, both domestically and internationally.
Thank God for Roy Hodgson's safe hands.
Have I mentioned I'm internationally respected?
Yes.
Okay, we're joined again by our regular agony aunt, Mimsy Cummings. Hello, Mimsy.
Hello there, Pet. Lovely to be back again.
Did you have a good weekend, Mimsy?
Aye, I did, Pet. I stood for 12 hours in the spare room thinking about my Arthur and weeping gently.
Aw, Mimsy. You okay?
Aye, Pet. I'm fine. Just so many happy memories.
Right then, let's get on to today's caller. I believe we have Margot from Stoke-on-Trent. Are you there, Margot?
Hi, yes.
What would you like to ask Mimsy's advice on?
Aye, Pet. You're right.
So. I'm calling Mimsy because I'm worried about my husband. He recently lost his job and his confidence has taken a knock. It's had a terrible effect on our lives.
Ah, I'm not surprised, Pet. It would.
He's cold and distant and I just can't convince him everything's going to be all right. I don't know how to make things better. Please help.
Oh, Margot, me little love. Don't be getting yourself all worked up.
I'm scared. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything.
Now, Pet, listen to me. Everything is going to be fine. This type of things happens to all of us.
I can't see how to make things better. I feel like we're the only ones who suffer like this.
Oh, no, Pet. You mustn't think like that. I'll tell you something. Me and my Arthur, God bless his soul, went through worse than that. I tell you, there was one Saturday where Arthur had gone down to Roker Park to see the Mackhams and they'd lost again and ended up being relegated. My Arthur, well, he was in a terrible mood when he got home, and I did my best to calm him down. But it didn't work, and he ended up pummeling my face in for a good 20 minutes before locking me under the stairs.
God, Mimsy, that's terrible.
Oh no, Pet. He did it because he cared. Anyway, Margot, he let me out after 2 hours, and you know what I did?
No. What did you do?
I'm going to tell you what I did.
Called the police?
God, no. What kind of a woman calls the police on her husband? I'll tell you what I did. I put the kettle on, made a nice pot of tea, buttered some scones, and got out some of my homemade raspberry jam. Then we did a 5,000-piece jigsaw at Windsor Castle. It was wonderful. Everything was back to normal, even the vision in my right eye a few weeks later. That was one of many happy memories with my Arthur, and you can easily have that with your fella, Margot. Ooh, lovely.
Well, Margot, I hope that helps.
Not really, no.
Don't worry, pet. It will all seem better soon. Do a jigsaw, have some tea, and it'll all work out.
Okay, Margot, thanks for your call. I hope it works out okay for you both.
Great. Thanks.
And thank you, Mimsy. We'll be seeing you next time for more advice.
You will, yes. And I'll bring in some scones and some of the gooseberry preserve my Arthur loves so much.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that. Take care, Mimsy.
Thanks, Pet. See you next time.
Does your underwear feel like two tangerines in a bag of warm tea? Do your testicles cling to your inner thigh like Barrymore clings onto a career? Are you sick of people taking the piss out of you at barbecues?
Loser!
And tired of the disapproving looks from men with dry sacks? Wet sacked bastard. Then try Halligan's patented soothing ointment for sweaty sack and crack. Our soothing ointment not only brings relief to those chafed areas, but also targets the root cause of a sweaty undercarriage, leaving you drier than an angry wife. Soothing ointment for sweaty sack and crack. From Halligan's. Halligan's. The brand you can trust.
Fans of Channel 4's Time Team are complaining that the programme has been sexed up too much. I watched it the other week just to see if there are any substance to the claims, right? And I've got to admit, there are prolonged shots of cleavage, of female archaeologists digging and stuff like that. So here's a clip from a recent episode, which you make your mind up for yourselves.
Day 3 of the excavation here in the woods, and Phil's just made an exciting discovery in Trench 1. What have you got for us, Phil?
Interesting artifact here. It seems to be a section from a publication called Mayfair.
Brilliant. What is it? Is it some sort of commercial or historical document from London?
Not exactly.
Oh, I see. Can we date it?
Hard to say, Tony. Looking at the clues, like the tight perm and the mascara, it could be as late as 1982 or 83, but I think the clue is in the bush.
Which bush? This one?
No, the actual bush.
Ah, right. Let's have a look then. So, what is that? That's not a...
Yep.
What, in there?
Bang in the middle, Tony. Bang in the middle of the bush.
Wow. So, what does that tell us then?
It tells us this could be as early as the mid-1970s.
The mid-1970s? That's fascinating. So, what would they have used this for, Phil?
It would have been purely for recreational use.
Recreational use? So strange to find it out here in the woods, then.
Not really, Tony. It was surprisingly common in the 70s and 80s.
Wow, the rare things we uncover here on Time Team.
It's not rare, Tony. As I've said, the woods used to be full of them. I've got a whole ream of them back in the...
Shut up, Phil, shut up. Right, let's see how student archaeologist Anna is getting on in Trench 2. You're busy there, Anna, digging away.
Yes, nothing too exciting to report yet, but still digging away.
Hot work, isn't it, hey? Pounding away at it.
Yes, it's really hard.
Rock hard. Digging away. Well, don't stop for me, you keep going. You're getting this, yeah?
Yeah, right on them.
Please tell me they haven't sexed Tony Robinson up.
No, I think Robinson is the only one who's escaped the sexy net.
Don't want to see his cleavage. I don't watch a lot of telly anyway. Not anymore. We got this new TV. And I don't know if you've experienced this telly, that if you don't, you know, press it, you can be quite happily watching TV. Mm. You know, just flash up a message, apparently just saying that it thinks you've not been active for long enough and it'll going to turn the TV off.
It's making, why don't you, but for the next
Well, exactly. Why don't you press a button, or why don't you go and make a cup of tea, or just basically get off your arse. What it's saying to me is you've been sitting watching TV for 4 hours, you've not moved, you've not touched a button. The telly's given me a lifestyle choice that it thinks I should get up and be more active. I mean, I'm quite happy sitting there watching TV. I don't need the telly or going to be an electrical object telling me when it thinks I should be doing stuff.
Even though it knows best, because you obviously get no exercise and your IQ is dropping at a remarkable rate watching telly.
It would be if I was watching Time Team, sexed up Time Team.
Maybe your TV's shy and lacking in self-confidence and doesn't want you staring at it
So maybe
it didn't come in, you know, when I bought it, I didn't look, must give me lifestyle advice every 4 hours to make sure I'm up and
Ian,
about and active and moving.
Turn me off and put the radio on.
Go out and do something less boring instead.
Maybe, why don't you? Maybe the TV's just lazy and doesn't want to broadcast pictures to watch.
Maybe the TV's getting tired, it wants to switch itself off. If you don't, you know, I'm going to do it myself. What's next? Treadmills that speed up if they deem you're not running fast enough. Mm. 8 kilometres an hour isn't good enough. I'm up to 12 for an hour. You've got to try and get off. What's next?
I don't get on with appliances generally in my house. They're either like too smart for their own good, too stupid, or just totally ineffective. TiVo box, that's too smart for its own good, isn't it? The Virgin TiVo box. It will record programs based on your viewing habits off its own accord.
Really?
Yeah. Come down in the morning and TiVo box has kindly recorded 8 hours of Babe Station. Don't do that, TiVo. Keep that between us.
Yeah.
That's our little secret.
Every 10-minute preview.
Yeah, like 10 minutes before he goes to the proper dirty stuff.
You've been watching this kind of stuff, Peter.
We thought you might like this. 8 hours of it.
I don't know where it's got that from. PC, that's stupid. Whenever I patch Internet Explorer and restart it again, it goes, Internet Explorer is trying to access the internet. Do you want to allow Internet Explorer to access the internet?
Let me have a think.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes, won't be much of an exploration otherwise, will it? Oh, I think I'll browse the page not found.
If they put that TiVo sort of technology into your PC and it starts randomly downloading stuff, you might like these two housewives.
Banking one off to this. You might like this.
I've got a perfectly good wireless router sitting 3 yards from me in the lounge. And yet, whenever I go into the house and it doesn't work, it's connecting me to this BT phone.
BT phone, spelled wrong.
It's BT phone. It doesn't work. It's pointless. And yet, it's the default setting when I've got a perfectly good wireless I'm paying £30 a month for sitting a yard away.
Get that young lad round off the advert to come round and patronise you.
Yeah, you can come round and tell me that Duran Duran is rock. It's not rock.
I would snap his fingers
off. I really got what you mean. Terrible. And yet, they're taking, you know, so they're talking about in London having tubeless train drivers. And they've got this, you know, when you've been down on the tube and they've got the signs for the trains coming through. So what's next? You've got, you know,
tubeless train drivers. Just men running with people on their backs.
I thought it was something more sinister, like they're not allowed to produce children, so they're just going to have all their tubes.
Driverless tube trains.
Driverless tube trains, that's what I'm trying to say. But they now have people just stand on the platforms reading out what, you know, what's coming next. So 1 minute a train to Aldgate. I can see, I can read it. You don't need somebody there reading it out. It's just jobs for the boys.
What if you're blind?
You got me there. Shouldn't be on the tube if you're blind. It's dangerous. So enough of this technical nonsense. Here's some spiritual nonsense instead. It's star signs.
Aries, don't open the door to Claudia Winkleman. She'll just be trying to persuade you to join the First African Baptist Church parsonage in Georgia. Again. Exciting times ahead for Taurus, as Mike Gatting whisks you away to Papua New Guinea, breaking the heart of Alan Lamb. Gemini, Otto One's D-I-S-C-O, is not about you. It's about June Whitfield. And Cancer, Nina Cherry might pop round for a visit, but don't bank on it. She's a very busy woman. Shalom, Leo. Shalom. Your lucky touchline reporter is Gary Newbon. Virgo, Axl Rose will break the terms of your custody agreement when he moves your shed to Cape Canaveral. And Libran's unexpected kiss with Babs Windsor will see them burn as a witch in 1450s Canada. Scorpio, Michael Parkinson will spend the majority of the week viewing you through a sheet of red perspex. But don't worry, he'll think you're the devil and will be too scared to approach. Brace yourself, Sagittarius. John Nettles will call in a death, and you'll have to spend a month working in his egg mine. Your lucky golden girl is Bea Arthur. Capricorn, your heart lurches this month as your car insurance quote doubles, due to the fact that your Renault Clio is actually a master of disguise, 70s England rugby captain Bill Beaumont. Aquarius, your desire to remake Duty Free falls flat when Ladysmith Black Mombazo are unavailable to play Linda. And Pisceans will be as popular as James Corden at a buffet when they try to sell details of their kiss and tell with Penelope Keith and Roy Walker. Your lucky eating environment is al fresco.
A total solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, and the moon fully covers the sun as viewed from a location on earth. The last total eclipse of the sun was on July the 11th, 2010. The next will be the solar eclipse of November the 13th, 2012. On February the 11th, 1983, Bonnie Tyler released the single Total Eclipse of the Heart. This work had no grounding in physics and was widely refuted by cosmologists.
Professor Brian Dix there, Master of Physics, he truly is an inspiration. He's inspired a whole generation of people to want to be a keyboard player in a shit band.
Okay, it's time to head down to the Mersey now. We've got some working class poetry down at the dock.
Hickory dickory dock. The lads went down the dock. The dock shut once. The dock closed down. Hickory dickory dock.
So, Graham, any facts for us this week? Have you found anything out this week that is definitely a fact?
I was reading the other day that Jimmy Tarbuck has a tattoo of an Austin Allegro being driven by MC Hammer on his back. That's 100% true.
That's not a combination I would have put together. Hammer being in 20, 30 years later than the Allegro.
Classic car, though.
Classic car, yeah.
Classic car. Classic rapper. He's a big collector of classic cars.
Classic rapper.
Looking at it like classic that. Classic Tarbuck. It makes sense.
Is it a life-size Allegro? So if it was on someone's back, it probably might get the seat in. Or is it scaled down? So you can
scaled down.
Scaled down, so you can definitely see it. You know, in its entirety, yeah. In Hammer.
And MC Hammer's scaled down as well, so he's not sat atop.
How do you know it's MC Hammer?
You wouldn't see his trademark trousers,
no,
would you?
No, that's what I'm thinking. So you, unless they're so big they're billowing out the windows. There's a lot of thought and detail.
Jimmy asked for MC Hammer.
So therefore it is MC Hammer.
It's MC Hammer.
Ipso facto, he's got an Allegro with MC Hammer on his back.
He had those funny glasses he wore, so they're clearly evident. I've seen the picture, it looks like MC Hammer. I knew it was MC Hammer.
Imagine when just after Jimmy had it done, a bit sore, can't touch it.
Very good.
Very good. Oh.
Peter, any facts from you this week?
Yeah, I've got two magic facts this week.
Yes.
Magic fact one, Paul Daniels is the UK's largest importer of dwarf conifers. All the conifers you see up and down the country in the garden centres and stuff, chances are they've come in through Daniels.
He gets, one penny in the pound for everyone sold?
Literally.
All down his throat.
Oh, he's digested. He's got them, shit them out in a garden centre. All the conifers, all of them, apart from Juniperus communis gold cone.
No.
Won't touch it.
Why?
Won't have any dealings
can't
with it.
Them. Can't
swallow them. I don't know exactly, but it's possibly to do with its striking yellow foliage.
If conifers are me, they should be green. Maybe that's where he draws a line.
Yeah.
If a conifer's not green, he's not interested.
Sensible.
I wouldn't buy a yellow conifer.
No. Magic fact two. Debbie McGee's real name is Deborah McGee.
I don't believe that. Right.
Changed it for showbiz reasons.
That's a fact.
That's what they do, isn't it, the celebs? Just more showbiz, more snappy. That's me facting out now. Can we do celebrity spot?
Celebrity spot.
So these aren't facts as such, but these are tailored for the lower common denominator of listener we have on for the podcast. It's celebrity spot.
Celebrity spot.
Spotted this week, Joan Collins and Roger Moore coming out of a home base in Darlington with 40 square feet of decking.
What's that about?
What's going on there?
What's going on there?
What's that? What are they doing? Why are they in Darlington?
We're decking.
What are they doing?
Celebrity spot.
Prince William in the Falklands in a helicopter. Kate Middleton nowhere to be seen.
Not on his arm?
Not on his arm.
In the helicopter?
No.
What's going on there? What's going on there?
All the rocks already.
Celebrity spot.
Richard Madeley was spotted in a motorway service station toilet with his cock out. Judy Finnegan, nowhere to be seen.
Was it a gents?
It was a gents.
What's going on there? What's going on there?
It's happening there. Is he branching out on his own? No Judy. Does she know? Enough celebrities for one week. Here's a sketch.
Yuri Balachenko, another sensational performance. How does it feel?
Yes, I feel great. There was a good feeling out there. The crowd was behind us and, you know, we put on a very good performance.
There was actually a period during Beethoven's Ninth Symphony where you looked like you'd been taken over by a higher force.
Ha, it may look like that, but I always have control of my baton.
Well, the St. Petersburg Philharmonic must be proud to have you.
I'm proud to be a part of this, but you know, it's not just about me. We have a great team here. We work hard for each other, you know, it's a team effort. Personal performances are great, but we all have to click. I can't conduct without an orchestra.
Ha, of course. No effects from that elbow injury either, or if there was, you'd never let it show.
No, the injury is fine. I'm back at 110% fitness, and I always give it 150% when I'm out there.
What about these rumours linking you with a move to the Berliner Philharmonica? Orchestra di Scala in Milan or the London Philharmonic?
You know, Gary, I cannot control these rumours. I read them, but they don't come from my people. It's just people trying to sell newspapers.
So you're happy at St. Petersburg?
Of course, always.
Well, your fans will be happy. I'll let you go and join the others. Thanks, Yuri.
Thanks. A pleasure, as always.
Well, that was our man Gary Tompkins talking to Yuri Balachenko after another great performance a few days ago out in Russia. Balachenko, of course, who has just joined the Berliner Philharmonica earlier today for a world record €25 million.
Shocked by that, didn't see that coming.
Out of the blue, that one.
Completely out of the blue, especially the transfer window shut.
Shocker. Here's Ian with the traffic and travel.
Traffic and travel news now, and first up tonight, the speed limit on a British motorway is 70 miles an hour. A red triangle containing a picture of a child's train means level crossing without barrier or gate ahead. All motor vehicles used or kept on public roads must have a valid vehicle excise duty or tax disc displayed at all times. And finally tonight, the stopping distance at 40 miles an hour is 36 metres. That's your traffic and travel.
It's time to plunder the depths of the Talking Spot inbox. Ian, anything in there this month?
Well, it's not really a letter, it's more a complaint. We don't get any letters, but when we do, we get complaints. And it's from Mr. J. Plant in Delaware, USA. He's taken offence at the fact that we referred to Michelle Obama in the taxi driver sketch as a right sort. He disagrees completely, and I quote, "I would rather take a poke at Nancy Reagan."
Oof.
Yeah, she's 90.
Over Michelle.
Over Michelle Obama.
Surely what he just said is more offensive to Michelle than what we said in the sketch.
I agree. Yeah. He's just reading the letter. Stroke complaint.
Out of the two for me, Michelle.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm scared of women who have arms bigger than me, but still.
And she's taller than me as well, yeah. In heels. Yeah, massive. But so that was the letter, as I say.
Like more a female complaint. Didier Drogba.
So, Mr. Plant, we agree with you. And, you know, if we ever rewrite the sketch, we'll address that. Include Nancy.
I'm not writing it again.
No?
Anything else in the inbox, Graham?
Yeah. I don't know if this is it's an offer of help. For make her moan all night.
Make her moan all night?
Yeah. So I've just replied and said, I don't really need any help on that score. The other night, I cooked and consumed a full English breakfast, and for 4 hours, she moaned.
4 hours, were not quite all night, but that's a good start.
That's enough.
Yeah, I don't think you need the whatever it was, herbal remedy or something.
No,
just the full English breakfast.
I think the fact it was 4 hours was mainly due to some of the fat splashed off the bacon onto her face while she was sleeping, burned her eyelid.
That would have helped. What was it, like a camp stove in the room?
Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's going to make someone moan. Biscuits in bed, that'll make someone moan. Stealing the duvet, the usual.
Punching them in the back of the head.
Yeah. That as well.
Anything else in the inbox from Dare I Ask?
Nothing so
Dr.
far.
Dr. McGarvey.
Nothing from Winston so far. As you know, I discussed at the beginning, there must be an administration error or something. I mean, I think we're all pretty confident it's just genuine.
It's been five weeks.
Repeat the email address just in case.
Yeah, it's Dr. Winston, if you're listening, which you sure you are, just get in touch, drop us a line. It's talkingspite@gmail.com. Same for everyone else. If you've got anything you want to tell, which First Lady of the United States you'd rather poke, or whether you've got a product you want us to advertise or mention on the podcast, send the details of your product or business along with a sufficient bribe to talkingspite@gmail.com. Chances are it'll get read out. It's fair to say we don't get inundated with emails.
Next week, Hillary Clinton versus Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts on that match.
Like that.
Next month.
Mr. McGarvey, please get in touch.
Please.
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 I don't want to do this anymore.
Join us after the break.
Have you been annoyed by a constant stream of payment protection insurance claim adverts? Have you been cold-called by companies asking if you've been missold PPI? If you've turned on the television or answered the phone without voluntarily wanting to see the same advert or listen to the same recorded message over and over again, then you could be entitled to compensation. Why not call the PPI Claims Advert hotline today and let us handle the claim for you? Making a claim can be worryingly straightforward, and that's why the PPI Claims Advert hotline team are here to help. For just a 30% share of the cash settlement, we'll spend several minutes performing the basic administration required to file your claim. While you relax, safe in the knowledge that money, which is rightfully yours, is being frittered away. And there's no need to worry. Whilst your claim is in progress, and once it's been settled, you'll still be receiving an endless supply of PPI claims calls and adverts. So don't do anything for yourself. Call the PPI Claims Advert hotline now to claim what's rightfully yours. PPI Claims Advert hotline. Reuniting ourselves with people's money since 2006.
As soon as I saw the man book a prize shortlist, I knew straight away it was fourth time lucky for Julian Barnes. That said, The Sense of an Ending was an amazing book, full of bleak insight into the questions of aging and memory. Didn't you think?
Anyone want a drink?
Worried that you're not well read? Then try a brown corduroy suit jacket.
So then, Mr. Tickle, he doesn't get out of bed. He just sends his long arms downstairs to make it.
Oh, wow. So Freudian.
Yeah.
Are they real leather elbow patches?
Oh, yeah. Smell them.
Brown corduroy suit jackets with optional satchel.
Okay, so let's find out where Brian Sewell's been chucking his muck this week on his UK sex tour.
Numerous works by Picasso, Warhol and Van Gogh have exchanged hands for tens of millions of dollars. These figures sound even more astronomical when you consider that I have just paid a mother of three from Swansea a mere £15 for a hand job.
He was in Swansea this
Swansea.
Week.
Yeah, Swansea. Sounds like he's still having a good time.
South Wales, £15.
Doing his bit for them.
Yeah. Is that the going rate, you know?
For South Wales, I'll find out next week.
That's a tenner.
More from Brian Sewell next month. We're on the home straight now, so we're just going to look at what aftershaves everyone's been wearing this month. It's the usual feature. Ian, what are you wearing this month?
This month it is Essence of Ike.
Essence of Ike. Yeah. Is that Ike Turner, Ike Turner the wife-beating soul singer?
No. David Ike, the Coventry goalie, turned commentator, turned son of God, Lizard Outer.
Lizard Outer, David. Why are you wearing that?
Well, it was cheap, obviously, because David's dropped off the face of the earth. Up in a spaceship, I would imagine. And that's the reason why. Cheapness. Price.
Just basically on price.
Just price. Would you pick that
up?
The smell.
Would you pick that up?
I've not bargain basement stuff.
They don't have it in boots.
Have you seen any lizards since you've been
I've not seen any lizards, but then I haven't started drinking it. I suspect that's why David started the rocky road down the Son of God path when he started drinking instead of wearing it.
What does it smell of?
Ike.
Just Ike.
Okay.
Yeah, they need
a 1970s Coventry City gold.
That brown shirt. That brown nylon, you know, if you've been wearing that all season without a wash.
Price alone is what dictates Ian's scent. Graham, what about yourself?
Slightly more classy, Runcorn Nights. Oh yeah.
What's in that one?
It's a blend of kebab meat, alcohol, tears, blood,
heavy oil,
yeah. The A&E reception desk.
Heavy industry and depression.
Widnes.
Austerity.
Speaking of Widnes, would you be able to wear that in Widnes?
No.
They'd know.
You'd get filled in.
They'd go, nice one. That's sense of Runcorn.
Someone wearing Runcorn. In Widnes. What are you thinking?
Have you wore it out in Runcorn yet?
Yeah.
Are you wearing it now?
No.
I didn't think so. I can't remember.
I can't wear it. Smelling. I can't wear it in Liverpool. They'll kill me.
Yeah.
But I have to wear it in Runcorn, because if I don't, they'll kill me there.
Ian's choice about Graham, geographical proximity and worries of violence. Ian, just price.
Price, exactly. That's all it is. Peter, this week?
I'm wearing a mediocrity for men.
What's that like?
It's all right. It's not special. It's not great. It's not bad. It's average. It's for the average man.
Price?
About middle of the road price. You know, it's not cheap. It's not expensive. It's about middle. It's mediocrity for men. And that's the end of the show. We're off to seek solace in Roy Hodgson's safe hands while we await news of our missing money. This episode was written by Peter Collins and Graham Flynn, performed by Ian Dewar, Graham Flynn, Peter Collins, Lisa Johnson and Petra Howard. It was recorded, mixed and edited by Peter Collins with music by Bad Precedent and Kevin MacLeod. You can find Talking Spice on Facebook, YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And you can contact us at talkingspite@gmail.com. Bye-bye.